Conversations are taking place throughout the community on what real justice and equality look like. We are without question in the midst of change. However, whether it be race, gender, or sexual identity, these conversations have been taking place for a long time. And while we're nowhere where we want or need to be, there has been some progress over the years. And now, with a renewed focus and commitment to these issues, we can highlight some of this work that's being done and see how we can more expediently achieve our goals. I'm David Fair, and I'd like to welcome you to Washtenaw United on WEMU. Through our partnership with the United Way of Washtenaw County, we explore equity and opportunity on a weekly basis. Today, our guest comes to us from the Michigan Organization on Adolescent and Sexual Health, or MOASH, as some refer to it. Taryn Gall is Executive Director of MOASH and additionally serves on the Ann Arbor Public Schools Sexual Health Advisory Committee. Thank you so much for the time today, Taryn.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, for those unfamiliar with what your organization does, can you give us a brief overview?
Sure. So the Michigan Organization on Adolescent Sexual Health, or MOASH, is a statewide nonprofit. We work to mobilize youth voices, engage community partners, and inform decision makers to advance sexual health identities and rights. So in short, we say that we work to ensure that young people in Michigan have access to sexual health services and sexual health education that's in line with best practice. And what we mean by best practice is that it's trauma-sensitive, trauma-informed, youth-informed, medically accurate, survivor-centered, non-shaming, all the things, developmentally appropriate. And we do talk a lot about education and services being inclusive and affirming, which includes being inclusive and affirming of folks who have often been left out of sex education and services. So LGBTQIA plus youth, expectant and parenting youth, youth with intellectual and developmental disabilities, and so on, youth who have had an STI, including HIV.
Well, and MOASH has worked with the Ypsilanti Community Schools and Lincoln Consolidated Schools in specific to develop sex ed advisory boards. Now, I know when my children were in K-12 school, the sex ed program was markedly different from the almost non-existent program I had when I was a kid. How have LGBTQ issues and the drive for equality changed sex ed for today's students?
Yeah, so in Michigan, sex ed is not required for school districts who do want to have sex ed. There's sex ed advisory boards who review and then recommend curriculum to the Board of Ed in that district for approval. So we have done a lot of work with sex ed advisory boards in raising awareness around how to identify curriculum that's inclusive and affirming of LGBTQIA plus youth. So sex ed that includes not just examples of heterosexual man and a heterosexual woman,
right,
having sex, but lots of different examples and ways so that everyone can be engaged and feel that the curriculum is relevant to them.
And for the districts that are putting forth this kind of education, how are students reacting?
Oh, very positively. And when we do surveys of both youth and parents, we find out that both parents and youth want this in their curriculum, and they want it at even younger ages than it's currently being introduced in many places.
And that's a shift in societal attitude too, isn't it?
Yes, yes.
Washtenaw United continues on 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking with Taryn Gall. Taryn is Executive Director of the Michigan Organization on Adolescent and Sexual Health. Now, this may not seem like it goes together, but at the same time, it seems like it does. How do you envision applying the goals, missions, and challenges of the Black Lives Matter movement into the adolescent sexual health conversation?
Yeah, so we find at MOASH that our work is not siloed. It is very much entwined with Black Lives Matter movement and also what is going on with COVID right now. So just like youth already face additional barriers in accessing sex ed and sexual health services due to their age, we find that systemic racism and systems of oppression, that youth of color face even more barriers to accessing needed sexual health services and sex ed. We know that, Black people are most impacted by COVID, so a lot of what we're seeing that's impacting youth access to services and education due to COVID impacts youth of color, particularly Black youth, to an even greater degree. And we always like to recognize that the reproductive justice movement was created by and for Black women and women of color who were excluded from the mainstream reproductive health movement. And reproductive justice has been defined as bodily autonomy and the ability to decide if and when to have children or not to have children, and to be able to parent children in safe and sustainable communities. And we know that with racism and police brutality, we cannot raise all children in safe and sustainable communities. So, and we're seeing a lot of this come up in the work that we're doing that is supported by funding from the United Way of Washtenaw County with our Livingston and Washtenaw County's Transgender Task Force, that for LGBT youth who have multiple, you know, intersecting marginalized identities of both being youth of color and being LGBTQIA+, that there's disproportionate health outcomes, including sexual health outcomes that we're trying to address.
And when we talk about these marginalized portions of our community, fact of the matter is they become much more at risk.
So it's a lot about not having access to, right, like we were talking about, not having access to sex ed that is reflective of a student's identity or experiences. So then maybe students aren't learning how to protect themselves and their partners. Having bias and racism occur in a medical setting, so not being able to get testing in a medical setting, or not wanting to go and get tested because of prior experiences with the medical field. So lots of different things, and the need to look to greater systemic change to address these disparities in sexual health.
Once again, our Washtenaw United conversation with Taryn Gall of the Michigan Organization on Adolescent and Sexual Health continues on 89.1 WEMU. You had mentioned COVID-19 and how much it has changed how we go about our lives, the way we interact with one another. Let's dive a little bit deeper into the intersection between that public health issue and adolescent sexual health. Where are the issues that are going to take us forward and allow for the greater conversations that need to happen about public health and all that it entails?
Yeah, so we're hearing a lot from youth about how COVID is impacting them and their health and their sexual health. And COVID, you know, in addition to everything we always hear from barriers that youth face, COVID's making those barriers even more apparent and adds new barriers. So there's kind of three that I can highlight. One is access to sexual health services, mm-hmm. including access to contraception, exacerbated barriers of transportation when needing to pick up prescriptions or unable to work to afford contraception. And our advocacy director has been keeping a close eye on things like allowing for 90-day prescriptions to reduce having to go out to the pharmacy and price gouging on things like condoms. And also access to appointments. We know that some contraception needs to be administered in a medical setting. Vaccinations such as HPV vaccinations are getting put off. STI testing isn't as accessible. And this leads to, you know, we're doing more and more telehealth, and we work really closely to find ways to assess whether a medical provider is providing youth-friendly and accessible services. Now we're needing to shift, like, how do we assess if telehealth is youth-friendly and accessible? Yeah, and the other two things are youth are not getting sex ed. Like I said before, sex ed isn't required in Michigan, but for those who are supposed to have it, they aren't getting it. So how can we support educators in teaching sex ed virtually? And how can we support parents and other adults who may be, you know, sheltering at home with youth to teach sex ed? And the third one that we hear a lot from youth is that sometimes home isn't a safe place. And we hear this especially from our LGBTQIA+ youth, that sheltering at home may mean having to be, you know, with unsupportive and unhealthy family members. So how can we, as an organization, support youth and other community resources for young people to support them during this time?
That's a great question to ask of yourself. How do you answer it?
Yeah, so a lot of it is through partnerships, through collaboration. Like I said, the Livingston and Washtenaw County's Transgender Task Force has a very multi-sector membership. So we work closely to find, you know, and we listen to youth a lot. And they're telling us that if they're in an unsafe home, how can they find housing or shelter outside of the home? And what we're finding is there needs to be more support, more funding for things like shelters, where are getting full during this time when youth especially need space outside of the home to go to. And it's harder to have folks coming into a shelter when there's a pandemic going on. So trying to really find folks who are already on the ground doing this work and how we as an organization can support them to increase their capacity.
And this may be a question that just leads to a kind of summation of the conversation we've been having, but as we know, we're in the midst of change, and we know or certainly hope the future will bring about greater justice and equality. Where do you see MOASH initiatives and educational programs playing into that broader goal?
Yeah, I think it's us really raising awareness around the overlap of how, of all these different initiatives that are starting. So really raising awareness around what we talked about, how COVID-19, how police brutality, how, you know, access to services outside of just sexual health services, how all of that impacts adolescent sexual health, and really looking at the other social determinants of health, access to food, access to housing.
It really is all connected, isn't it?
It is all connected, yes.
Thank you so much for the time and the perspective today, Taryn. I really appreciate it.
Great. Thanks for having me.
That is Taryn Gall, Executive Director of the Michigan Organization on Adolescent and Sexual Health. Additionally, she serves on the Ann Arbor Public School Sexual Health Advisory Committee. Washtenaw United is produced in partnership with the United Way of Washtenaw County and is heard each Monday. For more information on today's topic and to visit the Washtenaw United Archive, check out our website at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.